Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sat Pod.
First one in November.
Sans Brando. we also haven't been around in 2 weeks because
complications.
I fucked up last week. Yeah, there's a bunch of
It happens.
It was a crazy week/month for me, and I'm glad that October's done.
Yeah.
Just a lot of
Halloween
things.
Week is pretty nuts for you.
And we were doing these video things on the show, too, and I had to edit and film everything, and I hate that.
Oh, really? You had to edit video?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of background in that, or was that kind of like fish
out
of water?
No, they were like, here's the tech guy, and he gave me like a 10-minute crash course.
Here's cut.
And then,
Here's clip in. Here's
so, like,
transition.
The last week, like maybe the last three videos, maybe they were like decent where I had like, oh, look. That's how you make it go slow motion. Good to know on the last fucking video, but
yeah, I imagine doing like your last like assignment. It's like I figured out slow mo.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. It's over now.
Got to use star wipes for transitions.
We're one step closer to Christmas now, and we're very close to our 1 year anniversary of the Sat
of the actual Sat Pod.
The podcast.
Not the college radio.
No. Now, when did we even start doing that?
I don't know.
That's probably 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
did
I
we start?
Probably...
I'm trying to remember if we started when I was in second semester or third semester.
You were in third semester.
Right, because we only did one. So yeah. Almost 2 years.
Almost
2 years in January. Wow. Time flies.
Yeah, time has gone by really quick.
I'm so old.
The weirdest thing is that you look back and say, how many guys have left the companies or the world of wrestling or retired or passed away or stuff? And you're like, whoa, time is the ultimate menace.
It's funny you mention that because I was cleaning out my PVR, DVR, if you're American. And I was just going through deleting a bunch of shit that I had on there because my storage was getting full. And I got right to the end and I had the Raw from September 10th, 2011, when Lawler had his heart attack in Montreal.
Oh, geez.
So I didn't watch the whole show, but I watched a bit of it, and I'm like, wow, he was there then? Like, exactly what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, wow. And then, like Daniel Bryan has, like, a buzz cut, and you're like, what?
Oh,
this
how
looks
the
weird. Like,
who's feuding who? And then, oh, wait, they're a team now,
right?
And you're just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
The world of wrestling, how it works.
And then I watched the incident again, and it was just horrifying. Just to listen to Lawler, like, leading up where he's totally fine, and then
all of a
sudden you can just hear it go quiet, and you're just like...
I still think that, like, in the modern era, that's probably still one of the most shocking things.
I remember watching it live, and I'm like, I had to call someone. So I, like, called my dad, who was on vacation in, like, Seattle. I'm like, holy shit! He just had a heart attack. Like, I'm losing it.
Like, this isn't one of those things where you're like, is this storyline
or
whatever? You're like, no, this is shoot legit.
Because, Michael Cole was, like, visibly rattled.
And then they just did no commentary for, like, most of the night after that. And you're just like,
very
weird. No, that's real. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, our wishes were with Jerry the King Lawler, who's at home or whatever. It's like, no, this is super legit.
Yeah. Terrifying. But anyways. So, yeah, that's what I did this week. What did you do? Did you do anything Halloween?
No, I didn't.
No costume or anything?
I was going to be Mr. Wrestling.
Okay.
As a costume. I was going to wear a lucha mask and a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck it. I didn't feel like it when I woke up. And then
that's fair.
Literally did nothing on Halloween night. I sat around and went, should I go buy beer? Should I buy beer? No, it's too late to buy beer. Like, literally. And I watched two movies, and, like, halfway through each movie, I was like, okay, we're at the halfway point of how many survivors are left in this flick.
Yeah.
Should I pause and go get beer? Nah. Like, that, I was just lame. I was just fucking lame that night.
Yeah, I've had those nights, too.
Yeah.
I dressed up as Richard Simmons.
You know what? Your costume was good.
Well, and I didn't have to, but I shaved my beard, too, and it still bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's only been that long I've only been growing it for a year and a half, and you just now notice that I have no facial hair?
Well, your flow is getting so long in the back.
I know, but it's so like...
Why didn't you be like Duck Dynasty or some shit and kept your beard? Or Daniel Bryan?
I was going to be... I had it all planned out, and this is going to ruin it for next year because this is who I'm going to be, but I'm going to be the Blue Meanie next year. So that's why I was kind of keeping the beard growing because I was going to dye blue.
Blue.
But then as I'm online looking for a Blue World Order shirt, that Richard Simmons costume popped up, and it was big enough, and I was like, well, shit. I almost have to do this costume because it's so goddamn funny. And the best part is that, like, it comes with the Richard Simmons wig.
Yeah.
Did not come anywhere close to fitting my head whatsoever. So it was just kind of like resting on the top of my skull, which made it look even more ridiculous.
You had a really bad hair transplant, and they were just like, okay, we're going to grow it off the top of your scalp.
Yeah, I know. But it was a lot of fun. And shout out to my little buddy James. He's a little person.
He's got to have one of the best costumes of the year.
He dressed up as Andre the Giant. Which, okay, you think it's funny because it's a midget dressing up as a giant. But he grew out his sideburns for like 2 months.
Look good.
He looked like him. Like, in the face, he looked like Andre the Giant. And then he took just like a black, like, tank top wife beater, cut the one strap off and, like, tucked the flap in and just wore, like, almost a Speedo. Oh, my God. It was brilliant.
That's such a good
just
costume.
Just go to my Twitter.
I think that's...
I'm sure you'll find pictures
Like, James's costume is probably my top three that I saw this year.
I agree. I saw him and instantly was like, probably that is gold.
My favorite bartender, Jake, was Snake from Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Which is just a badass 80s flick. Yeah, yeah. Then we got James as Andre the Giant. Mm-hmm. Just hilariously ironic, just great. It's probably going to be picture of the week this week. And then the third one is Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. Which is funny because I only saw a picture of it. It was some kid who came to my parents' house to trick or treat. My dad's like, Scott, do you know who Pyramid Head is? Like the next day. And I'm like, yeah. Why? Like, just not a video game I would see my parents playing ever. And they're like, this kid came and he was just so dedicated to his costume. And I was like, he's probably Pyramid Head at like conventions and shit too. Mm. Though. So, no, those are my top three costumes this year.
The guy who won the radio station that I work at throws a big Halloween bash. The guy who won the top costume, which I think is like, well, it's $5,000, was a Groot costume. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal.
Like, he was probably, like, obviously stilts. He was probably, like, close to 8 feet tall.
Holy
like,
shit.
Ridiculously tall and, like, had, like, actual leaves, like, and, like, threaded through. So
oh,
it looked
wow.
like, yeah, it was
so
crazy.
I've seen some where it's just, like, for, like, Groot cosplays or costumes, and some of them just, like, take prosthetics and put it on there, or some of them do just try to do bark. That guy sounds like he put so much effort into building, like, a Groot suit.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's not a costume. It was a Groot suit, pretty much.
There was also a zombie Samus, which was also ridiculous. Like,
really?
Full, like, armor.
Like, which Samus? Like, red and yellow or
yes,
blue?
Yes.
Oh, classic.
I'm
Sick.
Sure I can find a picture for you.
That's sweet.
Which, if I do find the picture, obviously, I'll put it up on our Twitter. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I love video game costumes.
Yeah, see.
If they're done right.
Yeah. I wanted to do...
I hate seeing fucking Mario and Luigi every year. See, there's some jobber ones that you see every year.
that's what I wanted to do because it was me, Andy, Brando, and then my buddy Monch.
Weren't Andy and Brando Avengers?
They were, but we originally, we were going to go as Andy was Mario, Brando was Luigi, I was Wario, and my buddy Monch, who's like 6'5" and like maybe 110 pounds, was Waluigi. It would have been pretty like
good.
See,
the moment where you have Wario and Luigi in there, your group costume now becomes acceptable.
Yeah, but I don't know. I for the same reason, I was kind of like, I don't know, it's a little weak.
Question, would this be a good costume if I wore a gorilla suit and then got a red tie with the DK on it?
Ooh.
Would that be acceptable or would that be like...
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd be all right with that. Here's that Samus picture I was talking
That's
about.
Actually phenomenally cool with all the green lights in there.
Yeah,
that's
and like
sweet.
The blood and the zombie. Again, I'll save it and we'll post it on the at SatPod on
Twitter. You can hear all these cool Halloween costumes we're talking about.
Yeah. Crazy. Pretty cool.
Almost. Oh no, it's Tuesday. I thought my phone said Thursday there. I was like, oh, whoa, it's a week almost?
No. All right.
All right.
I do have some news. Brando kind of bailed on us sort of last minute-ish, so I didn't really have a lot of time to get some shit together.
Oh, shit.
But I have the network is the big thing.
Yeah. Oh, week. Yeah. That network is the biggest thing. Can I hit my one news thing first?
Sure. Go ahead.
WWE filed the trademark for Kevin Owens.
Oh, yes. Officially, I'm glad you brought that up.
So he should be debuting either at NXT, the next NXT TakeOver in December, or the next taping the day after.
A lot of people don't like that he didn't keep the Steen thing. What do you think about that?
Everybody in WWE doesn't get to keep their names.
Exactly. I don't know why people are surprised
at
this point.
Like, and I'm like, I got my Kevin Steen hoodie or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I would have liked to see him keep the name or whatever. But The name he chose is awesome because that's the name of his son who is autistic and loves wrestling.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. As well as Kevin Steen's favorite like new generation wrestler was Owen Hart.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
I agree. If you're going to do it, tie it in somehow. Don't just be like, well, give me some shitty.
Well, like it's weird when like all these guys had like CJ Parker. That's the name of a character on Baywatch.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking Pam Anderson on Baywatch. So it was weird when they were like coming up with these names where it was like, wait, they're already a character somewhere else. So I don't know. I like this one though. This one like
I have no problems with it.
He still keeps the Kevin name. It's the same thing when Prince Devitt got signed, and then it was like he's gonna be Finn Balor, and you're like, how? Where does this come from?
There is some sort of a tie-in. It's
on that one. Yeah, I've heard that that one's like a family tie-in.
Yeah,
or something
the two
like
names.
That.
Yeah, or something significant. But
it's like his grandfather.
What's Kenta's name again?
Hideo Kojima.
Itami.
Itami. Hideo Itami. Hideo is like every video game dev ever's name, it seems.
Yeah.
So that's because that's the Metal Gear guy as well as the Bayonetta guy's first name. Okay. And then Itami means like warrior or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. That name's cool. I still would have preferred them to keep Kenta. But that's only because I only say that one because of the international draw of Kenta.
Totally. Yeah. Right. If you could have kept just that name and worked it in with
or
another
Hideo
name.
Or Hideo Kenta.
Yeah, it would have been easy, but I don't know if that was his decision or theirs. Probably theirs, but
probably.
It happens.
I think that almost everything now, unless your name is CM Punk, you're not keeping your name.
You should not. Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised that these guys aren't keeping
their
name.
In this day and age, nobody's going to come out and be the same person.
All right. The WWE Network, they had their big quarterly announcement of the numbers. So they've added 286,000 subscribers.
Okay.
They lost 250,000 subscribers. So that's a total increase of 31,000, bringing their total number for total subscriptions up to 731,000. So this whole worldwide rollout where we're now available in 127 countries or whatever the hell they say, out of the 127,000 or countries, I should say, they've only got 31,000 people. Which means, to me, that says that...
It means we're all stealing it on the internet.
Exactly. As soon as this thing came out... Canadians, everyone, was just getting the U.S. version.
Yeah.
So the people that have had it have had it from the get-go, and it hasn't made that much of an impact releasing it in these new countries.
Yeah, in these other places, it doesn't seem like that. And then you look at, like, what happened on Monday with Vince going, like, hey, 11-3. And then, like, I know so many people in the U.K. who are wrestling marks who are like, fuck yeah, we're finally getting it.
I know.
You know what? I don't care that it's a couple bucks more than $9.99 if you convert it to pounds or whatever. I'm still going to do it because I want to see all the old pay-per-views or whatever. And now they're like twice as pissed.
Gone. 15 minutes before they pulled the plug on this thing.
What was the exact wording, too? It was like delayed until further notice?
Yeah. We'll like, have more details later.
Yeah.
Like, I read a couple things that were kind of suggesting that maybe, because the Sky Network is what really covers WWE in a whole in the UK. And some people were kind of wondering if maybe Sky hadn't made maybe a last minute pitch to try and get, like, similar to what Canada has, a TV style of network. And that's why people were kind of, just because it was so close, like literally 15 minutes before, like.
Yeah, I swear to
God. And I totally get that people are pissed. I would be too.
I would be pissed about anything.
Yeah.
Like,
the fact that you're the last ones to get it,
you're the
and then it still gets
postponed. And then it gets that. Like, I would be pissed if just the delay of like, hey Warren, this game comes out tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then you're in line waiting for it. And you're like,
the
store's gonna open, and they're like, oh, by the way, and it's not like we didn't receive it; it'll be coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
It's just
we'll let you know when it will be available.
We'll let you know in the future if we have any updates.
Yeah, I feel bad for the UK, but hopefully. I mean, you're going to piss people off, too, that probably by doing this, they're now saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to get this network. So I think you're hurting yourselves more than you're helping yourselves by doing this.
There are no benefits of delaying it.
No.
Considering, let's say, when it launched in the United States, it should have launched worldwide. Because I think it should have. But that's just me. That's just me. Because if you want your thing to be big, put it out globally or nationally. I guess they did put it out nationally.
Yeah.
Put it out bigger than they did. And it was one of those things where it was like, we got fucked off the get-go. The UK is getting fucked even harder.
Yeah.
So it's like, well.
Well, now they're in crisis mode, too, because this number was so small, 31,000 people in a quarter And now they're, yeah, you get the whole month of November for free, including the pay-per-view. They've dropped the six-month minimum.
Yeah, there's no more commitment.
You can get WrestleMania for $10 and not have to watch a single thing on that network. And you get
WrestleMania.
That is not a good move, in
my opinion. Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
It wasn't WrestleMania last year. It was probably 29. That's probably why I was so pissed off. I spent like $75 to buy that shit on like pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm buying it. It's Mania, baby.
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
Right? And I was like, and I had a bunch of friends over, and then the stream didn't work at first.
Oh.
Or like, because I bought it on WWE.com.
Right.
Or whatever. And then it worked later, but it was still like, I don't remember if I got my money back.
Yeah, I really don't like the idea of buying it for $10.
And then the worst is that people who do watch it on pay-per-view, and then when they go, and you're getting all these great matches for $9.99, you're shitting on either the people who are watching it on actual cable TV,
right?
Whether it's Sky, USA Network, or whatever, because they're paying cable. They're not paying this $9.99.
Yeah.
As well as you're shitting on the people who are buying your product for $60 on pay-per-view.
And that's the thing, is that they've specifically said the month of November is free to new subscribers. So how much of an asshole do you feel like if you bought 6 months worth of the network last month?
Yeah.
And now they're just like, well, fuck you. You're paying for this
we
month.
We got you,
even
good.
Even though it's free to everyone else, it's absolutely ridiculous. Including Canada, where it's still the same price. It's $12.99 or $11.99, whatever it is here. And this whole month free thing is not an option if you have the network in Canada, which is only like 30% of Canada anyways, because it's only on Rogers and they haven't expanded anywhere else.
Yeah.
Ridiculous!
I don't know. And it's one of those things where it's like, and they're like, this month is free. It's like, are you guys hurting? Are you hurting for subscribers where you're hoping to hook some guys
in? That's the thing, yeah.
Also, could I do this? If I already had the network, could I just start a new account? It's like Netflix, right? Like,
you gotta think, though, that like that you can't charge people. Like, you know how pissed off people are going to be if you paid for the network 2-3 months ago and they still charge you for this month? I mean, they should be prepared to be refunding people.
Yeah, or you get this month free and you're going to get the next month. Like, let's say I paid from September, October, November. I'm on I had the 6 months and these are the three I still have left.
Yeah.
I should get December then, too.
No, totally. Yeah.
As long as they do that.
But the thing that scares me is just because they've been specifically saying the month of November is free to new subscribers. That's what terrifies me.
I think you have to sign up on this thing and boom, you're not paying yet.
Yeah. And I mean, I get that it has the automatic renewal thing where you specifically have to go in there and uncheck it so that it doesn't renew.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just hoping that people are too lazy and that they'll just hook the people that are going to watch for free.
Also, if I already have it, they're going to count me as a second person on there, like, we have this many fucking subscribers
because of
the new ones. I think this is completely to boost their numbers.
Oh, no, absolutely. There's no arguing that at all. But how many people are actually going to stick?
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, this pay-per-view, Survivor Series, will probably be one of the most watched.
Yeah, yeah. They're totally
but they're
gonna
not going to make any money. Like, it's not going to be the most grossing pay-per-view or anything like that because nobody's paying to watch it. So, and also, I mean, not that I condone it, but if there's ever a time to pirate a wrestling show and not have a guilty conscience about it, it's obviously this month because, I mean, fuck, it's for free anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm not taking money out of WWE's pocket this time.
It's a weird, weird little situation they've gotten themselves into, but.
It's almost like a no-win situation for them. Because it's like, okay, you're either, people are going to say something shitty about you as a company and this network, regardless, whether it's like, oh, this is kind of shady, or it's like, oh, they're just trying to boost their numbers.
Yeah.
No matter what, there's an angle to look at this through the shit glass, and I don't think there's any way to look at it through rose-tinted glasses. Like, I don't think that's really an option, aside from going, I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it really boils down to the whole WrestleMania thing. Like leave Mania and Rumble off the network, or split them down the middle. Have six shows that are on the network. You sign up and you get these six shows no matter what time you sign up. You get these specific six shows and then the other six are traditional pay-per-view shows.
The ones that are like personally it should be like Survivor Series. If Survivor Series means something like all the old traditional ones. Mania, Survivor Series, Rumble, and let's say SummerSlam should not be free.
Sure.
all the other ones can be.
Yeah.
Because they're all B, quote unquote, or C at some
point. I'd even throw money in the bank into the top six or five or whatever.
Right?
We're
like, it's totally one of those things where it actually affects the company and storylines for the next upcoming year or a couple months.
I don't know. Anyways, they're sticking with it, so.
No, it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Mm. All right. The only other news that I have is that Daniel Bryan confirmed he needs another surgery, so he's going to be out for even longer.
I hear he has no strength in his hand.
Yeah,
like
which
he
is terrifying.
Like, yeah, that is really, really terrifying. Because when the Giants won the World Series or whatever, he was there.
Right, yes.
And like they were all like doing the yes chant or whatever. And he can move his arm,
mm-hmm.
and he can start to close it, he says. But if he does get the strength back in it, he's worried about working with a weak hand for both his own safety and his opponents.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I mean, it makes sense that. He's that guy, too. He's the guy that won't rush back.
No.
But, I mean, it's just, fuck, talk about a guy who has bad luck. I mean,
look at how John Cena bounces back from different injuries. Like, oh, he tears a muscle or his elbow is
complete. He's back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, he should be out 5 to 6 months.
I know.
A month later, it's like, oh, John Cena's back. Daniel Bryan, it's like, when's the return window? I don't know. Hopefully in a year. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
Like, I don't think he's coming back for Rumble anymore.
I don't either, which scares me even more because I don't think that Reigns is ready to win that Rumble and move up yet.
Yeah, right. Like it's kind of they're going to strap a rocket onto someone and it might be the wrong person at this time.
Yeah.
And the worst thing also is we were worried about once Bryan comes back, will he still be over? Or like with that?
Yeah.
Raw Buffalo. I had two of my Twitter followers there, and they were like, "There's no Daniel Bryan merch for sale." There is zero Daniel Bryan merch on the stands. And I was just like one person was like, they Ben Watt him. And I was like, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're not on TV, so why would we sell your shit? It's probably their opinion.
Yeah.
But he was still one of the bigger merch sellers. So I think this hurts Daniel Bryan more than anything.
Yeah. And it's weird that they don't have the merch when they're still using the
yes chant in so many different scenarios.
Well, last on SmackDown, they had Vince make his announcement that the network is going to be available for free for the month of
November,
whatever. And then apparently what they did was they hacked the shit out of like the show.
Yeah.
So they had Big Show come out, explain that Daniel Bryan needs another surgery. But we hope him a fast recovery, want him to come back, whatever. Big Show got the crowd to chant. Yes, 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 yes. They used that and plugged it at the end of the Vince McMahon thing to make it sound like they were chanting yes for the month of November
for
being
the free. Month.
Wow. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty rough.
That is disgusting.
Like, it's not just like, okay, they're booing the shit out of the person we don't want them to boo. Let's lighten the audio or whatever, right? Or have JBL talk louder. This is like straight up, you're taking a reaction. Like, imagine if they're like, oh, we're debuting a new superstar, and they're totally not hot, but then they cut to an Attitude Era crowd being like, just super rowdy. It's like, no.
And, I mean, it's kind of snobby of me, but that's why I can't stand watching SmackDown, is because I know they do shit like that all the time. I can pick off that fake crowd cheer when they plug it in there for a guy who should be getting cheered but is getting booed by that crowd.
It's still even in this
drives
era,
me nuts.
Like, you think that, oh, their editing is so good, but you can still tell they're covering shit up.
I know.
And there's things where I'm like, they do not want blank to be over on SmackDown tonight, apparently. And it's like, let's say it's Dolph Ziggler, and he comes out and he gets the hugest pop. They're just like, no, we don't want this.
Yeah.
There's no point, so.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But all right. Well, that's the news. If I missed anything, it's on
Twitter. Brando's department.
Yeah. Blame him. Tweet him.
And yeah, you can tweet Brando your displeasures.
Dear God. Please don't ever leave those two idiots in that room alone again.
Don't ever give us a Scotty Warren show. Please, God.
All right. We were in the first Niagara Arena in Buffalo, as you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Show kicks off with Vinnie Mac.
You know what's something really, really funny? Hmm. Victoria was like in the bathroom or whatever, and as soon as the music hit, I was like, frick! And she gets really mad when she's in the bathroom and I yell at her.
Something happens,
Or just anything, like video game, anything. And I was like, frick! She's like, I don't care. I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, it's Vince McMahon! She's like, okay, I kind of care. Because you know shit's going down if Vince McMahon's on TV.
Yeah, I popped big time.
Totally one of those things. And his entrance, he didn't really do the strut. Like, he didn't do the Vince strut down the aisle.
He came out very, like, a hyped. Kid in Christmas.
Yeah, he was hyped. He was, like, jumping on the ramp.
Not a good look.
Arms up in the air. It was, like, it was cool to see him be, like, smiling and, like, youthful. But I was like, where's the Vince strut? Where's, like, no chance in hell walking down? Like, you know somebody's getting...
I know. I didn't like it at all. I thought he looked just...
It was awkward.
Stupid. Also, and I realize he hasn't been on TV in a long time, but my God, does he look old.
Yeah, he's aged a lot in the past 2 years.
I like that he's let his hair grow out, because there was a while where he was keeping it really short, and it made him look even older. But I like that he's growing, but still, like, they did that one zoom in on his face. I'm just like, holy shit.
Or when he was cutting his promo, and he was like, the hard cam was right on him. And I was just like, Vince, from the last time I saw you get, like, turned by, like, Lesnar F5, you've aged 5 years, it looks like.
Yeah, no doubt. But hey, that happens. He's getting old.
What'd you think of Vince's little bit of promo there going, oh, I'm going to raise the stakes here for Survivor Series?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not, I mean, he's never going to be bad, I don't think. He has gotten worse.
He's gotten worse. He's always good on the mic, though, right?
Yeah,
like, he still got it. He still knows how to work a crowd.
It's Vince.
Yeah, it's Vince. This is his baby or his monster.
He got a huge pop when he came out, too. I will say that.
I feel like he'd get a pop in anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
I mean, it's the chairman of the board.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he says, we're going to raise the stakes. If Team Cena wins, the authority will no longer be the authority.
Hmm.
I am ecstatic about this, assuming it happens, because since, like, the modern era, I mean, there was AJ was GM for a bit, Vicky was GM there for a bit, but really it feels like we've been in the authority era.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm ready to not have the authority around for at least a little bit.
Well, and this adds a reason to watch Survivor Series too. Because before, as of last week, great, Team Cena against Team Authority. Why?
Yeah,
he's
why?
He's the number one contender. He just won the number one contendership.
What's it say? It's like,
why the fuck would he want to fight you?
It's like, but you guys are pretty much only doing this because you don't have Lesnar here,
right.
So Cena has to be on a team.
And it also makes a reason for guys to want to join Cena's team, right? Because, if we win, then those guys are gone, so then it won't be a problem.
Yeah.
It's an okay step. I don't know how much it's really going to change things, but...
It all depends on if what team wins. I don't know if that'll...
See, that's the other thing, is that I don't see...
Team Cena winning?
Well, I don't see the authority going away, but I also don't see Cena himself losing anything. Just because he is the number one contender, why would you have him lose? So they've kind of got themselves in this corner, so it'll be interesting to see how they get out of it. But
and, like, what would they do if they didn't have the authority? Like, just back to GMs? And who would be GMs? Bring back Teddy Long. That guy needs a job.
What's Brad Maddox doing? I know he's working house shows now, but...
And he's at PWG.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but he's at PWG as a fan. He just hangs out in the crowd.
Just chilling?
Yeah.
Good.
Fans take pictures with him.
I wonder if he's allowed to do that or if he just does it.
I don't think he's high up in the company where they care.
Probably.
I don't think he has enough value.
Obviously. We haven't seen him on TV in like 6 months, so...
I could do without another Brad Maddox run. I would rather Teddy Long became GM again than Brad Maddox.
Big fan of Teddy.
Play a play.
Miss him. Vince throws in a couple shots at Ted Turner, and he mentions WCW. Crowd booed.
Yeah, he just kind of did the whole Vince McMahon versus this. McMahon versus this.
He talks about his match with God that he doesn't want to get into from 2006, I think it was.
That when
you should go back and
that
watch
when he wrestled
it.
Shawn?
Yeah. It was right.
Can I go back and
that,
watch that feud that
should.
Built up to it?
The whole thing with God is it's so like it's bad because they push some boundaries, but it's entertaining to watch Vince do just stupid.
See, I'm not religious,
things.
So this could be like great.
Oh
to
yeah,
me.
You'll find it very entertaining.
Oh, sick. I'll check
you'll
this
you'll
out.
Enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm just gonna put in Google tonight Vince McMahon versus God and
there
see
you
what
go.
See what comes up.
I'm sure you'll find some funny things.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this. Feud or storyline turns out.
We should review it sometime, maybe. And watch. I've always wanted to do that. Just go back and pick something completely random.
Yeah.
And
I would love
it.
That if everybody, like, Brando picked a feud, you picked a feud, I picked a feud. We watch, like, those segments and then the match.
Yeah.
The pay-per-view match. And, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, even if they're bad ones. Like, I'd love to do, like...
Oh, it'd be even
I'd love
better
to do,
if
like,
they were bad.
Al Snow versus Big Boss Man. Or... Big
yes.
Boss Man versus Big Show.
Just go through the worst storylines in the history and just rattle them all off.
Crash Holly, the career retrospective.
I like this idea. We might have to do something with that. Maybe that's what we'll do with the 1 year. Maybe
we'll
pick
do,
something.
We'll do a special.
Sure. We'll work
an extravaganza.
Dean Ambrose, right at the end of the Vince's promo, comes out for a match. Vince shakes his hand quite eagerly, just to throw a little jab at the authority. Teasing that. We go to commercial. We come back backstage. Vince says it was great to be. It feels great. It feels great to be back.
Just so excited.
He says he knows the authority was surprised, but he likes surprises, especially when everything's on the line. Triple H says nothing surprises him with Vince. The authority and Vince, they tease some tension there. As Vince gets in his car and drives away, there's no way I was the only one thinking, as Vince was like reluctantly like looking back, getting into his limo, there's no way I was the only one thinking that that limo might blow up again.
Blow up?
Anytime I see him with a limo now, I'm like, what were you planning? I still want to know where that fucking storyline was going.
Yeah, what were you going to do with this?
Fuck.
I think it was one of the things where they did it and they're like, fuck, there's no coming back from this story.
Well, they came back from it.
I enjoyed the personal jabs between Vince and Triple H.
Yeah.
Makes for entertaining television.
Like you were saying before, off air there, you were talking about that the little jab at his tie.
Yeah, it's like your tie's crooked, and then Triple H is very defensive. He's like, don't worry, the authority team will be the strongest it's ever been.
Vince is kind of trying to go for like a like the grandpa who spoils everyone. That's what I got from this, where he's like, I'll come and give everyone what they need because I love everyone.
I'm the grandpa. I'm fun grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's just kind of a vibe I got from him. We'll see where this goes. But I do think we will be seeing more of him.
I hope so. He like Vince on TV.
That's his mindset, too, is that, oh, we're in trouble. The network's not doing well. I'll go on TV and everything will be fine. That's Vince. So I don't think he's going away anytime soon.
And you know what? Generally, the product is better when he's there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really argue that.
Like, at this point, I would be like, thumbs up for this show so far, just based off Vince, right? So.
I agree.
Ambrose taking on Cesaro.
Yeah, first match of the night.
It's a pretty solid match, actually.
It was. We didn't talk, obviously, because we didn't do last week.
Last week.
Don't like Cesaro with a bald head.
No? You like him to have at least a bit of stubble shaved sides?
I don't know what it is. And I get that it's just because it's different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really don't like it. With at least the stubble, he reminded me a lot of Jason Statham, which I think is a good look to have because it you know that guy's a badass, so when you see somebody that looks like him,
you're like,
you think, oh,
okay.
He's a badass.
Yeah, I guess the bald look, too much chrome dome look.
Yeah.
Like, he's got too much of a shiny.
Very shiny.
Yeah, he's got a very shiny head. This is kind of a cool match in the sense of it feels like this feud, if this was going to be a feud, the first match didn't happen on Raw because Ambrose just attacked him.
Yeah.
Second match was on SmackDown as a pumpkin street fight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Ambrose beat the shit out of Cesaro in that match just because it was like a hardcore match.
True.
And then Ambrose said in interviews, he was like, that's not my style of match. I slipped on some pumpkin. Come on. So.
We got some color in this match.
Yeah.
Cesaro started bleeding like right behind his ear. And it was maybe like a minute or two after this where they did the... Oh, hold on. It's not even this one anymore, which is funny that I finally have this clip to use for a sound effect, and now they've changed it, but that happens. That wasn't very loud. I'm going to do that again. There it goes.
Oh, yeah, now it's more like...
I don't know. It's different. It's not... Yeah, I'd have to hear it more to make up my own little sound effect.
I will
do that at some point. But anyway, so they do that, and then it just cuts to black, and they go to commercial. I'm like, well, what the fuck was that?
They were giving Cesaro staples.
Exactly. They were cleaning him up and making sure.
Yeah, he got five staples, which is funny because I already got five staples and people were like, oh, color.
I didn't even see what happened.
I didn't see any of this color. I didn't see it at all.
Oh, he was leaking big time.
Oh, really? I don't know why I didn't see
any of it. That was all down the side, like onto his neck, shoulder a little bit too. So.
Weird. I didn't see this at all.
Yeah.
And this isn't the only color you're going to get on this show too.
True. That happened again later on. Yeah, so then we come back from commercial. Wyatt is sitting in his rocking chair at the top of the ramp. So they kind of were lucky, I guess, that they had the Wyatt thing to lean on.
They're lucky they had that in their pocket where they're like, shit, he's bleeding profusely.
You know what we'll do? We'll just use the Wyatt
thing, boom,
go to commercial.
Have him roll out.
Stitch him up. Yeah, and then we'll come back and everything will be fine.
How fucking tough do you have to be mid-match, get cut open, and then you're going to fucking staple yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And then go back and wrestle.
As tough as a hockey player. That's how tough you have to be.
Attaboy, Canadian strong.
Not that anyone should have been questioning Cesaro's toughness before this.
No, just, that's crazy, though, in the sense of, like, what? He would have rolled out of the ring, went by the apron.
Yeah.
And they would have had just, like, one Over of the by, WWE yeah. doctors yeah. come up and be like, staple
Hold
gun.
Still.
Bap, 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 bap. Put five on him and then, like, roll him back in.
On, like, the back of your head,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like, on Ow. The back of your head by your ear. That's got to be a sensitive area.
No shit.
Cesaro did a really cool twist DDT. On the,
yes.
on the top yeah. rope there. And I was like, oh, I hope you do this more often. Mm-hmm. Though I could see you only using this once in a while because it's kind of similar to Randy Orton's style of yep. A drape DDT.
And then Ambrose hits the Dirty Deeds kind of out of nowhere-ish, I guess.
Yeah, kind of from nowhere.
Yeah, picks up the win. And then after the match, he heads, well, he tries to go after Wyatt. The lights go out. They come back on. Wyatt is then gone, but the chair is
just rocking by rocking. Itself. It was rocking profusely, too. I was like,
yeah, he gave
had
it a
the
good
ran
push.
From that chair. Yeah. As the lights went off, he like,
gave it a big,
gave
like,
it a good
push.
Rock.
Yeah. We go backstage. Stephanie and Triple H say they have to be confident to put together the strongest Survivor Series team. Triple H says he's going to call Randy Orton. Stephanie doesn't like that idea at all. Says she doesn't like the fact that Orton is not on the same page with them or Seth Rollins. Triple H says that was all before Vince's announcement. So he's calling the Viper. I'm calling the Viper.
I wonder if that's how Randy Orton's name is in the phone. It's just the Viper. Dave Bautista's the animal.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Ric Flair's nature boy.
Stupid, yeah. Cerebral assassin. I hope that's actually what it is. The Miz and Damian Mizdow taking on the team of the Usos.
No, singles match.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Jimmy Uso versus The Miz with right, partners right. at ringside.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
So obviously it's the same as it has been over the past couple of weeks. You had Mizdow on the outside feigning. And
Jay
and
Uso tries to do the mimicking thing.
Brilliant. I loved that Jay walks over and is then mimicking his brother in the ring.
Yeah.
So they're essentially having a ghost wrestling match on the outside.
Yeah, a mime
One guy's
match
selling,
on the outside.
And yeah, they're like 10 feet away from each other and he's selling his arm and... oh, it was brilliant.
Once again, Mizdow, most over of the four, though.
Like, oh, absolutely.
He gets such great responses.
The finish of the match came when he took that super kick.
And everybody
the booed. The crowd booed.
Booed
they
the
hated
shit
this.
Out of it. Like, it was awesome where it was like, he looks to the one who said, looks to the other one, gets super kicked. Boo! Heavy boo. They couldn't deny it. And it was just like.
And then Miz rolls up, whichever Uso was in the ring. And gets the win, and the crowd cheers for The Miz winning a fucking match.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Crazy what Mizdow is doing to elevate both of them right now.
Yeah. No,
like,
absolutely.
He is literally only benefiting both of them right now. And, like, one of the best moments of Mizdow is when Miz goes up to the top rope to do the double sledge.
Yes.
And Mizdow gets up on the stairs, and then they jump together. It's just great shit. It's like... How is this not done in wrestling before?
I know, right? Like, it shocks you.
In a world where everything has been done and there's no really original gimmicks, how is this not done?
They've got real potential to do something here, too. Like, the day that Mizdow finally turns on Miz and becomes his own man, people are going to go nuts for it.
They're literally going to... Yeah, exactly. Like, he's going to be such a babyface when he turns.
This is potentially...
Or breaks out.
The Miz's best work since...
Alex Riley?
Since his title run, yeah.
Yeah.
And this isn't even his work, really. It's all Sandow.
He's benefiting on the side.
That's good. All right. Tyson Kidd's on Raw again.
Woo!
Comes out with his headphones on and his fact shorts.
I feel like that's so dumb that he wears headphones
on. Yeah, but I think that's why he does it.
Yeah.
He wants that heat. The oh, what an idiot.
But he has a cool theme.
He does, which you didn't get to hear much of because he was halfway to the ring.
Ring by the time he was in there.
He's taking on Sheamus, who they announce is later going to have a match with Rusev after Raw on the network. So, yeah.
Pulling double duty.
That's happening.
He's not the only guy pulling double duty here tonight.
I don't, like, I get, oh, the network's free, but still, I don't know. It's just, oh, and the title's on the line, too.
Yeah, oh, and it's for the title. I don't get why you do a dark match main event on the network.
Well, and, like, that's a lot of time to be watching wrestling.
Yeah.
I heard I didn't watch that match because I was watching
later. It's
like a
50-minute match.
But yeah, by the time that's done, because Raw would have gone over a little bit.
Three and a quarter hours. 3 and a quarter.
If you're going full hardcore and you're watching the pre-show, that's 4 fucking hours of wrestling that you've just watched on a Monday night.
Yeah, that's like fucking insane. Yeah, right?
If anybody did that, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, it's like there's an eighth of your day gone.
Exactly.
Holy fuck.
Watching fucking wrestling.
Yeah, just sitting there. So
ridiculous.
Whatever. I'm glad to see Tyson Kidd in a bigger match, though.
Me too. What do you feel about this whole, they're really trying to push him as Natty's husband. What are your thoughts on this? Like the commentary, every chance they get, oh, Natty's husband building momentum, or Natty's husband really took a big kick there.
I don't know. I think Natty is helping Tyson Kidd's career.
I agree.
He wouldn't be on TV without her.
I actually really love that they're doing this.
I like it. Sometimes I don't like when they make Tyson and Natty's relationship. I'm like, it really isn't this bad.
Yeah.
Same with Total Divas. I'm like,
they try and connect it with Total Divas, which they filmed so long ago, and that bothers me big time.
Yeah.
But
three months ago, this happened.
I love, because when you think, like, it should be in the best case scenario, it should be, oh, Natalya is this wrestler's wife.
Yeah.
But I love that they're pushing him as her husband because she's been on main TV longer than he has,
right? And with the injury and whatnot.
Oh, like, I love that. I think that's brilliant.
It works out very well. The only thing that sucks is just when, like, you know what? I don't think it sucks that bad. I think I wouldn't say it's like getting buried level of suckage, but it's like minor suckage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just like, damn, it sucks they're talking bad about him always, but I'm sure he's aware of it.
Well, and they're keeping him heel and trying to tease that Natalya isn't really feeling this thing.
Yeah.
Right? So she's kind of still babyface. Ish. She hasn't really supported him.
She's still good. Her character's still good, where Tyson is like neutral bad.
Yeah. The finish comes there on the outside. Tyson uses Natalya as a shield as the referee was at a 9 count. Then he hits the 10. Tyson Kidd gets a win over Sheamus. On Raw.
Sheamus lost a lot this year on TV.
After, as soon as we brought up the fact that he was being very protected.
Now
they're like, guys are right.
Yeah, and then every time he loses now, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, but will Sheamus lose later?
Well, and then after the match, they did pretty much identical Daniel Bryan WrestleMania spot where Kid is talking to Natalya at ringside and he turns around and eats a brogue kick.
Brogue kicked. And it's just like, there were some cool spots here, and this was a really fresh matchup in terms of, like, this felt like a PWG or another indie-style match.
Yeah.
Where you have, like, brawler, bruiser, muscle guy versus like speed versus power.
Yep. All right, we've got Dolph Ziggler comes out. So he comes out, and then Lillian, who announces, and his opponent, and then the Authority music hits, and I'm like, is Triple H wrestling? That was my first thought. I don't know why. I was like, all right, they're really trying to push for the net. But no, they all come out in their suits. Yeah, nobody was really in any wrestling gear. I'm like, okay.
Rollins was.
Right, Rollins was.
So that's from Rollins. But Rollins, that just kind of looks like what he wears backstage no matter what.
Yeah.
He wears that tank top and his pants.
Stephanie says she and Triple H are excited about the chance because they are winners. Stephanie says Rollins, Orton, and Kane will form part of the strongest Survivor Series team ever. And then Triple H tells Dolph he's free to partner with whoever he wants at Survivor Series and that there would be no punishment for doing so. But then he questions what happens if he sides with John Cena. Even if they win, then Cena would get the credit rather than Ziggler. He talks about...
he just tried to manipulate the shit out of Ziggler here.
Yeah, the glass ceiling.
Who's going to take the blame and take the heat if you lose?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably going to be you. Oh, but if you guys win, John's not going to say thanks to you. It was all me.
And he talks about how he's the hardest working guy, but doesn't get any credit, which is kind of shooty.
Yeah, it's shooty. And I was like, wow, you actually put Ziggler over on TV, Triple H?
Yeah.
Wow.
anything to get heat.
Yeah. Anything to piss people off, right?
Triple H says he does not think Dolph is a failure, but every time he climbs up the ladder, John Cena is in his way. And then they mention in passing that John Cena is not here.
Why isn't John Cena on Raw tonight?
See, they pulled the advertising on, I think it was Saturday, that he had been advertised for the show, and then they pulled it, and they were offering refunds as
well. Yeah, no, wondering something crazy. For if you went to the show and you didn't know about that, as soon as Superstars or whatever ended, just so everyone knows, yeah, John Cena will not be in attendance tonight. If you want a refund, please go to the box office within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Not that many people left from Buffalo.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I'm sure certain mom and dad, like mom, dad, and their kid are like, right, we're mainly here to see John.
Yeah, John's the kid's devastated. I mean, yeah, you're gonna want your money back. But it's weird that he's not on the show, though. Like, what could have happened? I haven't seen anything.
Why he wasn't. It's just John's not here. Night off?
That's a weird time to give a guy a night off, though.
On a Raw? Yeah.
Especially the way they're building this angle. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when it's like John Cena's not even there to pick his own guys or cut a promo on
Team Authority.
Yeah,
like he's
got to
build a team and he just takes a week off. Like,
he's watching at home. He's scouting. He's scouting for guys. I liked how it was like, just what do you want, Ziggler? Tell me what you want. He goes, I want you gone. I want you gone. I want the sellout gone. I want these two jabronis gone.
Yeah, I love that he used the word jabronis.
Yeah, I know. I popped for the word jabronis
too.
Me too.
Oh, that's going to play something. I'm going to get out of that right now. Okay.
And then from there they go, well, you got an IC title match against the future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Which I also popped at because I was like, well, something's got to happen here. Significant because you can't really have either guy lose clean.
Yeah, right? Like you're like...
And if I'm going to pick a guy, my safe money is probably on Rollins if anyone's going to win. So then I'm like, well, fuck, are you flipping the title off Ziggler already?
Yeah,
again?
Like what a short title reign, right? I was like, whoa, is Seth getting the belt tonight kind of thing?
Yeah.
And then the worst thing was that I really thought this match was boring.
Yeah.
And these are like two of my favorite guys in WWE.
And it's a fresh matchup. It's something
that
you haven't really seen before. There were so many rear naked, or not rear naked chokes.
Just like chin
locks. Chin locks.
I got you in the hammer lock chin lock. And it was just boring. It was a really, really boring match.
And it was long as shit, too, it felt.
It got better near the end, but it took forever to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I really think it didn't get good until Famouser for a two count.
Mm-hmm. Which then, the crowd bit on big time.
Oh, it really seemed like a false finish kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then Rollins hits the curb stomp, and then immediately Orton comes out and hits that RKO on Seth.
Right.
And why wasn't the bell rung immediately?
Yeah.
The ref just stood there.
Not even immediately. They didn't ring the bell at all.
No, yeah, they never said, and you're winner by disqualification.
No, this match did not end. The ref, he literally stood there like, Randy, what are you doing?
No, Randy, you're...
Oh, my God!
Throw out the rule book. Orton's here.
Yeah, that was very strange. But, I mean, I guess that's an easy way to have either guy not lose.
Yeah.
Is just never end the match.
But it was like, I was like, oh, shit, Orton. Got to the kitchen while Vic was making dinner and was like, they didn't ring the bell.
Yeah.
This should be a DQ. And Vic's like, where's the rule book?
Yeah.
Like, it's bad when people who don't even she knows most of the rules of wrestling, but I'm sure there's a couple technical ones where she'd be like, oh, really? That's how rope breaks work or whatever? And it's like, she's like, where's the rule book? Like, this is fucking shit. Where are the rules? Like,
yeah.
That like I want there to be better rules in wrestling. I'm really talking crock of shit here. And I want there to be the 30-day clause. You got to defend those titles in 30 days.
Hey, that's not, I mean, that's not out of line to expect that.
Where's President Jack Tunney at?
maybe.
And where did Ziggler go after this?
Yeah, he just disappeared.
Like, did he just roll under the ring or
thanks,
something?
Thanks, Randy. I almost lost my title. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm gonna leave now and get on a flight and get the hell out of here. All right, Titus O'Neil comes out. He cuts a big promo. What did he say? Winning is spelled T-I-T-U-S? What did he say? Something spelled T-I-T-U-S.
For the first time, winning will be spelled T-I-T-U-S. And the Team Authority knows that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Titus O'Neil's really trying to get
Listen,
on Team Authority here?
You take John Cena out of the equation for a Raw, and this is what happens. You have Titus O'Neil on the mic. So, yeah, let's maybe try and not do that again.
Halfway through his promo. And, like, we're not even giant John Cena fans, but he definitely makes the show better or more entertaining.
If this is what the show is without him, please have
please
him on the show.
Please put John on the show then.
So he cuts that quick little promo, and then Ryback comes out, who made his debut, or not.
Return.
Return last week, and was surprisingly over.
He's pretty over tonight, too.
Also back to the Feed Me More gimmick. They've essentially, like, that whole, the past year with Curtis Axel. It never happened.
Dude, I like his new singlet, too.
The big guy?
Yeah, no, it's just on the front it says the big guy. On the back it says, you know, then, now, forever.
Yeah.
His says, then, now, forever. Then. Then? The big guy can't spell or doesn't know pretenses.
Excellent.
Titus got a fuck ton of offense in this compared to Ryder.
A lot more than I thought he would have, that's for sure.
He was trash talking. He had a really nice backbreaker.
Yep. But then, obviously, I mean, Ryback.
Then Ryback goes 25 seconds of offense. It goes, spine buster, go to the corner.
Meat hook.
Get the meat hook clothesline going. Get the chant going. Shell shock, get out of there.
Yep.
Titus O'Neil actually had twice the amount of time on offense.
I know.
Which is just weird.
I think it's weird that Ryback is as over as he is. This is a guy
I think Ryback, like, when he first showed up as Ryback and was like, he had two jobbers on his back or whatever. I was like, this guy is fucking over. The fact that crowds are still like, feed me more, like crazy. I'm like, no, push this guy. Push him.
I don't know.
Last time it was too soon because then he went and did Hell in a Cell against CM Punk and it sucked because Ryback was not ready to be in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe this time it'll be better. Or put him at the mid-card. Put him as the mid-card champion.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they're building him to be on Cena, Team Cena.
They're going to put Ryback on Team Cena?
I don't know. That's just
my
thought.
Man, these teams are going to be so fucking weird by the end of it. Because there's like rumors of like Mark Henry's on Team Authority. And I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah, I think you have Henry and Big Show on
each team.
Each team.
Because it's a 5-on-5.
Yeah. Orton.
Where's Orton?
Is not advertised for that pay-per-view. They took him off advertising.
Oh, no, you know what? I don't think Orton's going to be on that pay-per-view. Yeah, he's doing the Condemned 2. But I love Condemned 1.
That's a WWE movie. So, I mean, there's no real reason that they couldn't just be like, all right, we're not going to film Sunday.
Yeah.
Can you please come wrestle at this pay-per-view we're doing?
Or show up.
Which is
up.
In St. Louis, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like you should book him. You always got to book guys in their hometowns.
There is an outside chance that, I mean, they'll leave him off the advertising, and I think that's the right move, because then if you do free him up that one day, if he shows up as a complete
surprise.
Oh, it's
going to be even crazier, right?
And is on Team Cena and wins or whatever.
It opens the doors. I don't think it's terrible to not advertise him.
Because
I think that some people go, oh, he's not going to be. And then when he shows up, they go, oh, he wasn't supposed to be here.
I knew he was going to be here. Yeah. No, you didn't.
No, you read the rest of the shit.
We go backstage. Renee Young is interviewing Big Show. Speak of the big bastard.
Who just wants his friend back.
He says Cena can count on him and he would be honored to join his team. Then he talks about Mark Henry's betrayal. This is quote of the year. I'm so betrayed, I can't tell you how betrayed I am.
Yeah, that's probably quote of the year.
What?
I'm glad you like that one too.
What does that mean? I'm so betrayed, I can't even talk about it.
So like, hurt, I can't even tell you how hurt I am.
Oh my gosh. What? Show. You have officially lost it at this point. You're done. Right?
And
your
normally
Show's off.
Not bad on the mic.
No, he's not, which is surprising.
He's normally a pretty good actor, but here I was
stupid.
Just like, this sounds like something like a hysterical white woman would say.
Yeah. I'm
your
so
husband
upset
cheats
that,
on
like,
you.
I can't. I'm so upset. Like, what? Spit it out. You're a professional wrestler. You're supposed to say how mad you are.
You're supposed to have promo class.
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard at that. I am so betrayed. I can't even talk about how
betrayed I am.
Thanks, Show. Solid interview, buddy. And then he says he wants his friend back, but also wants to just knock him out.
Of his life,
yeah.
What do you think of their match?
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing. We're doing this match right now, apparently. Not building
up. For the show.
Yeah, he turned on him last week. Yeah, last week, and a week later on Raw, we're getting that match. So.
This wasn't a terrible match.
I love that Cole and like the announcers going into it were like,
oh, doing
this
the girl
is not
monsoon.
Going to be a technical match. Like this is like JBL is like, you're not going to see a lot of like arm drags and hip tosses.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of holds here.
And that's exactly what they delivered. It was it was a Big Show, Mark Henry.
Dude, Big Show lies down a lot in matches. I just noticed this. I think I noticed this on Halloween. I was watching an OSW review, and they were just like, and Big Show gets to lay down again. And they counted how many times in a pay-per-view Big Show match he laid down. And I'm like, he lays down a lot.
Well, he's big. He gets tired being up that high all the time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I just looked at you and I was like, really? That's going to fatigue him? There's a couple sick spots in this match where like Henry sells the shit out of Big Show standing on his chest, just like the screaming part of it.
Yep.
There's also a really bad sell when he gets hit by when Show gets hit by the stairs. He just like kind of puts his hand up and falls over. God.
Yeah.
So
Show's never been the greatest at selling moves, especially DDTs. That man
he
puts
can't
his
do
knee
it.
Down.
He's too big.
I know, but you'd think like. Like, just because he's so freaking huge that it wouldn't be too hard for him to just, like, fall and, like, land on his gut.
Yeah.
And not worry about
but
his head.
But Kane falls on his knee every fucking time, too.
I know. Kane didn't used to, though. Show's always been that way.
Yeah.
Kane, when he was younger, he would bump. But,
yeah.
But
Kane, I want to say by, like, 2006, he stopped bumping.
Yeah.
We've almost had 10 years of Kane not bumping.
Yeah, so Henry hit Show with the steel stats of you, as you said, that caused disqualification. He then plants Show onto the steps with the World's Strongest Slam, and then they show that the Authority was backstage watching the match and talking amongst themselves, teasing that maybe... I really think that that's why they had this match tonight, so that you have the singles
match,
and now you can announce them as on each team, and then you can work however fucking you want to.
Authority seemed to be eyeing up Mark Henry afterwards.
Yeah.
So...
All right, we're backstage. Stephanie suggests Henry is a member of the team. Triple H questions his focus, but tells Kane to go and ask him. Kane, not on the team. Just, sorry, buddy. You're terrible.
Oh, man. He changed his gimmick and everything. He's corporate Kane now. He doesn't even get the team.
Look at what I've sacrificed for you people. And I can't even be on your team. It's like the kid in gym class. What? You're not picking me?
That's like Warren's like, Warren, can you get all the balls out of the storage room? And then they pick teams while Warren's in the storage room.
I just come room. Back with all these bombs.
I'm like, oh. Warren's like, whose dodgeball team am I?
Fuck.
Well, nobody picked you, Warren. Maybe just go organize the storage
just
room.
Sit,
like,
sit
God
out.
Damn it.
Sit it out.
Yeah, just sit out. I hope Kane... I hope Kane's on the commentary that matches.
Just pouting. Like, cross-armed and just like, no, I don't want to watch.
You know when they cut... You know how they do the awkward angle where they're standing next to the TV and watching it always backstage? I hope they cut to Kane just pouting a couple times.
Sitting in a chair with his back facing the screen. No! I should be out there. No!
And then Steph's backstage with him being like, come on, Kane. You gotta watch.
And then he loses it, puts the mask back on, and all is well.
And he's the fifth member of Team Cena, brother.
AJ joins the commentary team at ringside. And then we go backstage where Renee interviews Brie Bella, but Nikki Bella quickly squashes the interview and the two head to the ring. And then has potential to be a very funny gimmick, Eric Rowan walks in. Wearing the sheep mask, he runs his fingers
through a ringlet of Renee's hair.
Yeah, and just goes, pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Renee is so good at selling the awkwardness. She's like, thanks. And then
I gotta go.
Yeah, and just leaves, and he just like puts the mask on. I don't know why. A lot of people were bitching about how stupid this was. I loved it. I thought this was fucking hilarious.
I missed this on
hilarious.
Raw originally, because I saw people after Raw being like, Eric Rowan is a stalker gimmick, and I was like, Eric Rowan wasn't even on Raw!
Yeah.
I didn't even see him! And then when I watched it this morning, I was like, oh, okay. It can be cool, like, if it's done right. All these stalker and, like, creeper-style gimmicks or storylines,
yeah.
If they're done properly and don't involve Russo, they
turn
out good.
They can be really good, yeah.
Yeah, if they're written poorly, they turn out poorly.
Now, I'm wondering, is it going to be... permanently with Renee, or do you just have him kind of do this to all the divas?
Renee.
Yeah. I'd love that.
Make it about Renee.
I'd really love that if
like,
she
was a permanent
thing.
Because
think
about when it was like Michael Cole and Kane, that awkward moment backstage.
Yeah.
And John Heidenreich and whatever, and Josh Matthews.
I wrote you a poem.
Yeah, right? If you do that, that will also build Renee Young as a more on-screen character as well. So I think this can only benefit.
I agree. Before I forget again, I've been meaning to talk about this for 2 weeks, and I was going to wait till the end of the show, but I'm going to forget. I know I am. What do you think of Lillian Garcia on Raw?
I don't like it.
She's lost it. Her voice, I don't know if they're just not turning her up or if it's her. She does not have the power that she used to.
The vocal power?
She just sounds like she's just... so buried where she's like, in the next match, I don't like it. Is John's.
I don't like it.
I know.
I want,
and
Justin
I want
back.
To like it.
Yeah, I really like Lillian. I like Lillian. I like all her time with the company. I like when she tripped over the thing. Everything's
when
good.
When Charlie Haas
drilled her. When Charlie Haas made her fucking cry. He's great. I just think that maybe her voice doesn't have the power and carry as well as it used to.
Yeah. She's not getting any younger.
And like, if you look at like where her band plays in really small venues where her voice could carry better.
True.
So maybe she can't do the arena anymore.
Bring back Fink. He'll do it. I know he'll do it.
You know what they should do is they should tell Fink they'll bring him back if he loses more weight.
That's the thing, is that he's not the image that they probably
want in the ring. They should just get him to trim down a bit.
Yeah.
Have him wear a tuxedo every night or a suit.
I just want him on the... He doesn't even have to get in the ring. Fuck it. Have him just at the ringside, never on camera, as long as we just get to hear his
voice. Hear his voice? That voice is iconic.
Oh, it's so good. If they brought back the Fink, I'd be so happy. I'd never complain about anything for the rest of my life.
I would never complain about it.
That's not true at all.
Nikki versus Emma, pretty short match. Nikki gets the win.
Yes.
Then after the win, Brie comes in to celebrate with her, and then raise her hand, and then Nikki whispers some instructions. She goes and slaps AJ. AJ knocks her down, and then just chases after Brie, or Nikki, who hightails it out of there.
Yep. Well said. I'm kind of surprised that we haven't gotten more Bella segments with this whole gimmick of her being... Like, I thought they were going to just ram us down the throat with these backstage,
We're only in, like, week two of it, though. Of four?
Still, she only gets it for a month. So.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they should really start using this, like, more. They should, like, really make the heel be, like...
Yeah.
Oh, where's my dry cleaning? Oh, blah, blah, blah. This milk, this isn't soy milk. This is almond milk. Just dump it out.
But at the same point, they're both so bad that it's probably not a bad thing that we're not seeing them too much.
Yeah, they're not the greatest of actors, so maybe I shouldn't be saying give them more TV time. Want to hear me describe the next match?
You know what? I'm going to let you have this one because it's your boy.
Rusev versus my boy, Zack Ryder. Complete squash match. Ryder sold like a beast for him.
He did.
And then Rusev cuts a promo and Shamo rebuttals.
Did you see...
the picture of Zack Ryder?
No, he tweeted something last week. I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, was it,
I know you
hey, John
him.
Cena? What? Oh,
No. Hang on.
I love when this, when Bourne goes,
when I have to find it, and then I have to go find it. Okay, here it is.
See this on social media?
Bad news. I'm not in WWE 2K15.
But my
good
title
news, my internet championship is.
That sucks.
That poor bastard.
That's so shitty. I feel like THQ, or not THQ, 2K, they were like, what assets do we have for belts? Okay, well, we got to make sure all the belts are in there from last year. Hey, what was the internet championship one? Yeah, throw it in there too. Hey, that Zack Ryder guy? Fuck him.
Yeah, that's got to, like...
How is Justin Gabriel in the game?
Yeah,
like,
that's got to hurt.
NXT. Zack Ryder's on Raw.
It's got to hurt big time. poor
what
Zach.
A shame. Okay. I will be creating the broski. I'll tell you that much.
There you go. So, yeah, somebody create a good version of me and download it. Excuse me, Stephanie.
Got it.
Perfect. Backstage walks up to Lana and Rusev and offers Rusev a position on Team Authority. Lana says they will confer with Vladimir Putin and get back to her. Just going to call up old Vladdy.
Yeah, well, Vlad, are we free to do this? Are you cool with authority?
Yeah, and just,
this
you
is
are
the
right?
First time they've said that they fucking talked to Putin directly.
Exactly.
Like, normally it's just like, the great Putin, we love him.
We respect
him.
He's our leader.
Yeah, he's our leader. And now it's like, oh, hold on, I'll give him a shout.
Yeah, they're close personal friends now all of a sudden.
I'll send him a DM, see if he's available.
Yeah. Hey, Vladdy.
Vladdy.
Yo, what up, V?
The big V.
All right. Fernando of Los Matadors fame taking on, for the love of God, for the life of me, I could not. If you'd have asked me to remember either one of those two names from Los Matadors, would not have been able to tell you.
I know it's Fernando. It's Fernando and, Diego.
See, I would have done it,
but it would have taken me a moment.
I might have got Diego, but not Fernando.
Yeah?
Fernando. Stardust is his opponent. And Fernando picks up the win, thanks to a distraction from El Torito. Miz and Mizdow were on commentary as well throughout this.
Yeah, at one point, Goldust bumps Miz and Mizdow, and then that starts the whole distraction fiasco.
Yeah.
Fernando beat fucking Stardust with a backstabber.
True.
So El Matador's going to get a tag shot down the line?
Dear God, I hope not.
Yeah, I really don't hope. I don't hope so either. The best thing was people being like on Twitter being like, oh, Fernando had a pretty nice backstabber. Didn't that old Primo guy used to hit something similar to
yeah,
that?
Yeah, where's that
Whatever
guy?
What happened to him?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also Carlito.
Oh, yeah, Carlito did it before totally did Primo. Too. Yeah. Well, they're all related. They're all part of the Colon family.
True. Well, I think they're brothers, aren't they?
Primo and Epico or Primo and Carlito?
Primo and Carlito.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
I know that, yeah, they're both clones. There you go. That's all you need to know. All right, where are we here?
Main event.
Yeah.
Authority at ringside. 20-minute TV time for this match. Orton versus Rollins. Which, they both pulled double duty. No, they didn't. Rollins did, though. Because he wrestled Ziggler earlier in the night.
Right.
So,
yes.
Rusev, Sheamus, and Rollins all did double duty tonight because there was no Cena.
Yes. Yes, you are right.
Yeah. Crazy when there's no Cena and no Wyatt in a match, all of a sudden everyone has to wrestle twice.
Well, and Miz and Mizdow technically were on the show.
Show twice. They came out twice. They had their entrance twice.
The Authority was all over this thing, too. But yeah, I thought, you know what, this was a good match.
This was a solid match. There were some great reversals. They had a slugfest to start, a couple false finishes.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about the idea of giving this one away so soon.
So soon? I don't think it'll be the last one.
Exactly. That's the thing, is that I knew that it wouldn't be.
I think
be
you guys are
going
to have a series of matches.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad either. It was actually pretty good. Rollins caught Orton with a backslide.
He countered an RKO into a backslide. Yeah, that is nuts. Just because I don't see how that works, but it's awesome.
And yeah, if anyone's going to pull it off, it's him too. Yeah, right? Because he's just so ridiculous.
He's just so good at being a technician in there.
So he gets the pin. Orton gets pissed off, argues with Triple H, stares down Rollins, and then he shakes hands with Noble, Mercury, Kane, and Rollins, but then RKOs Rollins. He sets up for the punt. Triple H blocks it. The two have like a big old stare down. Orton hits Triple H. Everyone gangs up on him. He escapes and beats up the members of the Authority. But then Rollins curb stomps him onto the announce table, which busts him open. So that's caller number two of the night. And then Triple H kind of argues with him for a bit, tells everyone to finish off Orton. Rollins curb stomps Orton onto the steel steps as the show goes off the air. And thus, potentially writing
great main
off
event.
Orton.
Great main event.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Finish was great.
Yeah, all that finish with all the brutality and Orton just going nuts or whatever. If Orton is actually, like when Orton earlier said, I'm going to be Team Cena, I was like, really? Because who gives you all your matches? The Authority, right? But whatever. If he is going to flip sides or whatever, this could be a really cool babyface run of Orton just not giving a fuck and just hurting people.
Yeah.
And just like going out with the intention of like, no, I'm going to fight everybody.
Yeah.
And like it took five guys to beat him here. You had the entire Authority to take him out.
And again, obviously didn't talk about it last week, but I really, really liked his promo last week. And he kind of had signs of it this week too, but just that really quick.
He's just like
pissed off.
He's like a motor mouth. He's really being a motor mouth, but he's I'm hot. I'm heated. Let's go.
And making sense too.
Yeah, and it's not nonsense because it easily could be nonsense out of Orton's mouth.
It's different with him, right? And that's something that he really needed because he's kind of been just coasting with what he's had, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because he's good at what he does. But I still think you need something to refresh your character every now and then. And if it's as simple as that, I mean, it's worked so far for me.
Yeah.
So.
What did you give this week's show?
Whew, that's a good question. I'll go with a 6.
I'm going to go with a 6.5 because for some reason I enjoyed it.
Okay. And Brando's not here to get mad about you using a 0.5.
A 0.5, the 0.5 system.
We'll allow
it. I love the 0.5 system. I'll do the quick backstage pass. Randy Orton was stretchered out, which took about 5 minutes. Mercury was carried out on Rollins' shoulders, which is just hilarious. He's like, I got you, buddy.
Nice.
I got you. as they're walking up. And then the U.S. title match, Rusev versus Sheamus, was a 15-minute match. Rusev has never looked more like a main event guy than this match here, where you were like, wow.
Yeah.
You literally are getting the time to do all the spots to make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
There was two accolades. The first one was countered into a white noise for a two count. And then the second one was Sheamus blacked out because they were saying he never tapped. I think that's bullshit because he's fought Del Rio and Bryan so many times in feuds.
True.
Whatever. So we got Rusev gets his first WWE title.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The weird, and I, again, they're in scramble mode because of the network and the numbers, but coming out of the pay-per-view, which, by the way, you won the picks.
I won the picks!
Coming out of that pay-per-view, though, the direction you're thinking is Wyatt and Ambrose,
yeah,
which obviously is happening.
Is working its way.
Rollins, Orton, down the road at some point, which happened on Raw.
On Raw, I still think that's going to be a feud going forward.
Show and Henry, which happened on Raw.
Raw.
And Rusev and Sheamus, which happened on Raw.
Took 2 weeks to have these matches.
Not even. Like, yeah, 8 days.
Yeah, 8 days, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know what they're doing there, but I get wanting to put the title on Rusev. It makes
sense. There's two title matches on this Raw, if you include that dark match one.
True.
So... and I mean, when the champion isn't there, you need to have your mid-carders. When the main champ isn't there, you got to have your mid-carders defend. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Or, sorry, it just seems irrelevant to have all these belts around, right? If nobody's actually fighting for them or contending, at
true.
Least.
True, yeah.
So.
The only downside to that is that then the first guy to beat him also takes the title off of him. Which, I mean, it isn't the end of the world, but I still really like the idea of Cena being the guy to beat Rusev down the road.
Down the road?
Because I don't know who else you give that win to. I think the next guy...
Do you think that maybe they'll have Rusev retire the United States belt and they'll only have one mid-card? Like, he could just be like...
Rather than unify
this
them.
Belt is shit to people in my country. Drops it in a bag and then it's never seen again and he retires
Could happen.
Because, I see where you're coming from of, like... Nobody's beat this guy. This is the least important belt to a point. What are they doing with it? And, like, obviously you're going to have somebody big beat him for the first time ever. Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's Cena, but we'll see where that goes. Yeah. I think you probably do the rematch with Sheamus. I don't know if you do that at the pay-per-view. I mean, obviously they teased him being on Team Authority.
I think as long as he's not on Team Authority, you do it at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. And then I think Ryback's the next guy for him. That's a good guy to have Rusev go over there.
Ryback's versus Rusev. That could be interesting.
Bigger guy that, I mean, has had his wins too, his streak and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Right? Like, and he's
It's a guy
he's
that would look
up.
Good for Rusev to beat.
The bigger body as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, Sheamus looks fucking small. Not small.
Oh, and I hate that beard thing too.
Sheamus looks like you could put Sheamus inside of Rusev.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time where I've been like, whoa. Rusev is big. Like, he's stocky big. Like, kid you can't push over on the playground big.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. All right. We've got three emails. Two were missed from last week because we didn't do the show, so we might as well see what they say here.
Yeah, hopefully they're relevant.
This one's from Nova Punk, who we confirmed is
not the Red Punk.
It's another member of the Punk family. He says, hey, guys. Great show this week, meaning... 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Thank you.
The show is way better with all three of you there.
well, enjoy this two-man booth.
Sorry, Nova Punk. You're screwed this week. that's funny. Quick question. Did you guys watch D-Generation X Confidential on the WWE Network? If so, what did you think of HBK and Triple H just doing a Q&A with a small crowd? I did not watch it.
I watched it. It was okay.
What did you think of the Q&A?
It was cool because most of the questions... were fun questions. They weren't like the generic ones of like, how did you guys make an impact here or whatever that you would get on like a documentary.
Right, yeah.
At one point, Michael Cole goes, where did Suck It come from? And they both just turned him and go, really? You're asking this question? And Triple H goes, well, Michael, when a man loves a woman, and it just felt like that. Well, it was fun. It was, it's only about a 45-minute video. So
did you
get a chance,
it?
Yeah, watch it. If you're, right. If like for Brando, I would say Brando should watch it because he's a big HBK guy.
Yeah.
And it was just a cool personal moment of you got to see the personalities of both guys.
All right, email number two from last week.
Woo!
I'm back.
Oh, it's Ric Flair again?
Consider these facts. John Cena is not a Grand Slam champion or a Triple Crown champ. He has never, ever won the IC title, and at this point in his career, I don't see him doing it. What do you guys think?
You're right.
I don't really know what a Grand Slam champion or a Triple Crown champ really does for a guy, though. Okay. Miz is a Grand Slam champion, is he not?
Yeah. He's won tag titles.
Ooh, maybe not tag titles.
You have to have the tag titles, the Intercontinental, and the main championship.
Yeah, no, he did with John Morrison.
Oh, yeah, he totally did.
There you go.
So, yeah, he's a Grand Slam champion. I think Grand Slam champion only, like, for guys like in ROH, like Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
When he has nothing going for him, they can still say he's the first ever Grand Slam champ who had the tag titles, blank, yeah. blank, and blank. Right?
Well, and
whatever.
But let's think of it this way, too. If winning one tag team championship, one main title, and what's it, their IC title?
Yeah.
Is one Grand Slam, then Edge has, like, 13 Grand Slams. So, I mean, really, what does it really mean?
Yeah, right? I think it's just a good achievement of showing how versatile a wrestler could be.
True. No, you're right. And
you
how
can
much
wrestle
they...
in the mid-card with the more technicians. Yeah. You can be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can do tag matches good enough to be the belt or have the belts. So
I don't really think that that's going to be anything that haunts John Cena.
Yeah,
later
I don't think that's going to prevent
his
career.
Well, we can't put him in the Hall of Fame because, you know, he didn't get that Grand Slam. He didn't win that IC title. So that's what I think about that, Ric Flair. And he says, and does this confirm the best, the Rickster, is better than John Cena?
Yes, Rick, you're better than him.
Thanks, love the show.
Wait, Rick, does Ric Flair have any tag titles?
Oh, yeah, he won it with Batista.
Oh, yeah. Evolution. No, Ric Flair's a Grand Slam champ then.
There you go.
So.
All right, this week's question. Is from the Red Punk.
The Red Punk. So both punks. We confirm they're not the same guy.
Our good friend Vito. Evening, fellas, at the Sat Pod. First question is, where do you see Eric Rowan going with this new stalker-like gimmick he seems to be having now? We kind of already talked
about it.
If it's
booked
it, but
proper, that's the biggest thing, is that like this could be awesome.
It is, because he doesn't have to talk a lot. He can be monotone, and he can be stupid.
Yeah, if he says 1 to 2 words, you're pretty.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? Where you're like, okay. It keeps him limited. His big body frame makes it like very terrifying and scary. So, I don't know. I think it'll work out in his benefit.
I really like it, and it's weird, but I was worried about him, because obviously Harper's going to do fine.
Yeah,
he's great on the mic and in the ring.
We have no problem with Harper. Like,
this guy is not great in the ring and is horrible on the mic. So I was thinking within 4 or 5 months, he's probably out of the
door.
You
got to give him like a Snitsky-like gimmick.
Exactly
like
what
that.
It should be, yeah. So I think it really has potential to be something that might actually work for him. So I'm pulling for him, at least.
Yeah, hopefully it works out.
My second question.
Did you see Kane trip over Randy Orton?
No, he tweeted that.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw
Which is
that
hilarious. We didn't touch it on the show, but it was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, it was.
Kane went down like a sack
of hammers.
I
didn't see it. I saw that tweet afterwards and then went back and saw it. So thanks for that. My second question. Who would you like to see on Team Authority and Team Cena? Okay, well, we kind of talked about that too.
Well, let's each pick one guy. One for each that just aren't in play yet.
Or we could just pick the whole team.
Okay. I have no idea how these teams will go, so you do it.
Okay. I'm going to go on Cena's team. You're going to have Big Show.
Okay.
What is there, usually four?
It's four and Cena. So Cena.
So five in total. Okay.
Yeah.
So Cena, Show,
Ziggler.
Fuck, I'm going to.
And the Usos.
Nah, I'm going to throw Ryback on there.
Okay.
And I'm going to put Orton on there.
And you're putting Orton on there as a
mystery? I'm going to put him on there.
Okay. And Authority is?
Rollins. Who did they announce? They have Rollins.
Henry.
Yes. I don't know. Do you put the two idiots in? I'd love to see Jamie
Noble
and Mercury on that team.
I would love to see them like lace the boots up again.
But I think there's better ways to do that. I don't know if Rusev... I don't see Rusev going on
this team. I don't see Rusev being on that team either.
No.
Corporate Kane.
Yeah, Kane will probably wind up.
So now
we
got three. And a heel tag team.
Did we say Henry already? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Golden Stardust.
No, because they would be on Team Cena.
No, they're heels.
No, but remember, like, in storyline or whatever, right, Authority would have gotten them out of there, right? Same with Big Show. Remember when Authority owned his house? Which is totally fucking illegal, but whatever.
Unfortunately, I do remember that.
Thanks for bringing that up, Scott.
Shit, I don't know who your last two on the heel side is.
Miz and Mizdow said they wanted to be on the team, but I don't see them going on there.
Yeah. Maybe Miz and Mizdow would just be
ringside. On the outside? Miz?
Hmm.
And Cesaro.
Okay, sure. Let's throw Cesaro on there,
too. And I think Cesaro, because I think that the Authority likes him a lot. And they want to build a, quote-unquote, strong team.
Okay.
So.
There you go. All right. And he, you know what? He's got a song request.
Oh, we'll go to it if you want. Or do you want to go to the song I picked?
I really like the song you picked. Okay, so
we'll do this one next week.
I'll save this one for next week. Sorry, we rarely get song requests, so it's I feel bad for turning you down, Vito, but I have a feeling he might like the one you picked anyway, so we're just going to stick with it. It's Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, which is a great, great pick, Scotty.
That's such a good song.
I'm proud of you. You can follow us, the show, on Twitter, at SatPod.
You can follow us on our own Twitters. I'm at ScottBox64.
I'm at the Diesel Barris. Brando is at Brando1990. You can send us an email as
all Rick these Flair fine gentlemen did.
And Flair and the Two Punks, as I'm going to call
Flair and the Two Punks.
That's a great band name. Feel free to use that. You can email us, satpod316@yahoo.com. Give us feedback on the show. Send us a song request.
Ask us questions.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Do whatever you want to do.
You want to shout out on the show? Just email us. Yeah. Nick LaCosta did it once.
It's true, and we did it. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
There's another free one.
Look at
Nick.
You got a free one.
He didn't even ask for it. We're so nice. What else do I have to say? Rate, subscribe.
Review.
Review on the iTunes.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, that's about all she wrote. Well, we'll be back next week, obviously.
We'll be back, all three of us, hopefully.
All three of us. That's it. Take us out. Scotty.
Till next time, guys. Keep on raging against the Authority.
Woo!
Give a damn about